German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, Israel doing dirty work for all of us by confronting Iran. By Joshua Klein on June 17, 2025. By taking action against Iran, Israel is doing the dirty work for everyone else, according to German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, who praised the Jewish state's crucial strikes on the Islamic Republic, which serve the interests of Western allies. During an interview at the G7 summit on Tuesday with German broadcaster ZDF, Merz stated that Israel was carrying out the dirty work for all of us by striking Iran. "We are also victims of this regime," he emphasized, adding that this Mullah regime has brought death and destruction to the world. "I can only say I have the greatest respect for the fact that the Israeli army and the Israeli government had the courage to do this," the German chancellor continued. "Without their action, we might have seen this regime's terror continue for months and years, then possibly with a nuclear weapon in hand." Merz suggested that Israel's strikes had a significant impact on Iran's leadership. "I assume that the attacks of the last few days have already weakened the Mullah regime considerably and that it is unlikely to return to its former strength, making the future of the country uncertain," he said. He also stressed that diplomacy remains an option but warned of the consequences if Iran refuses to engage. "If the regime were willing to return to the negotiating table, then there would be no need for further military intervention. If not, then the complete destruction of Iran's nuclear weapons program may be on the agenda," he asserted. Chancellor Merz's remarks come as President Donald Trump returned to Washington, D.C. on Monday after attending the G7 meetings in Kananaskis, Alberta, Canada. The summit continued on Tuesday, but the White House confirmed that Trump departed early due to escalating tensions in the Middle East. During his flight back to the Capitol, Trump spoke with reporters, stating that he believes the Iranians were very close to having a nuclear weapon. When asked what would be preferable to a ceasefire, Trump said, "A real end." "So, something that will be permanent?" a reporter followed up. "Yeah, or giving up entirely, that's okay too," Trump responded. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.